If you take care of him, I say he takes people make sure that something nice happens to him. If something happens, he's got a blast. So you might say he came right over and told me about it. To
break the news?
Came right over to tell me. Somebody says, will you be disappointed? And you say, yes, I am. Will you be disappointed? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Or, excuse me. Yes, I am.
Yes, I will be disappointed.
Somebody asks, will you be glad to see me? And you say, yes, we
sure will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, seen at the home of a young lady several times. You might suspect that he's
courting.
Or sparking?
Or sparking.
Keeping company with him?
Yeah.
If he doesn't, if he stops coming, you might suspect that she
deals with
him. You ever give him anything? She gave him
the runaround.
The noisy serenade after the wedding, they call him
the Fibber 8.
And the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding
is the best man.
And
naturally.
The lady who stands up with the bride is the
matron of honor or bridesmaid. Now,
you wouldn't call him waiter, though.
No.
After the wedding is over, you might say they're officially
married.
And you have some bad politicians in office, and you want to say what you think of them. You say, I don't care for the whole
outfit.
Outfit, yeah, that's the sort of word I use. Crowd or something like that. You ever say caboodle? Whole kit and caboodle? Or the whole... The outfit. Or,
The whole outfit.
The waltz is a
dance.
Do they ever have a word for distinguishing different kinds of dances, say the kind at home as opposed to the one in a public place? No distinctions there? Do they ever call a shindig a dance? Ringing the bell thing?
No.
Boy starts off for school and he doesn't get there. You might suspect that
he loitered or played along the road or something.
You wouldn't say skip class or...
Well, yeah.
Played hooky.
Yeah, he played hooky.
Person goes to college to get an
education.
And boy, 6 years old, he starts school. He's in the
first grade. Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if he's lucky, after he graduates from high school, he gets to go to
state college.
The building you go to borrow to borrow a book.
It's a library.
And the building you go to buy a stamp at the post office. Building you go to buy a ticket on a train.
The depot.
Building you go to rent a room overnight.
Hotel.
Building you go to see a show.
Theater.